Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. This is the sixth episode in a mini-series entitled Your English Podcast, or YEP for short, if you like. I do like it. I hope that you like it too, because that's how we do things here at the Podcast HQ. We do it for you, 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 and you too. That's right. In this episode, I'm going to showcase more recordings which have been sent to me by listeners from all around the world as part of this big competition which I'm running. You should know all the details of the competition by now. If you've got this far, how could you have avoided hearing the details? If you do need to remind yourself of the details, you can just go back to episode 200, or you can go to episode 207. There's a bit of info there as well. But I can just sort of give you a quick reminder of some of the rules of this competition now, just in case you needed it, just in case you'd forgotten for some reason. So the competition goes like this. People send in 5 minutes of audio. I play them on the podcast. Then listeners can vote for their favourites. There are 8 episodes in which I'm showcasing all of the recordings. And you can vote for one person in each episode, okay? So choose your favourite from episode 1, vote for that person. Choose your episode from episode 5, you can vote for that person in there as well, okay? How do you vote? You leave a comment on the page of teacherluke.co.uk for that episode. So, for example, this one is episode 6, so you go to teacherluke.co.uk, find, I think it's going to be episode 216, leave a comment there. Name of the person and the country that they're from. For example, I would like to vote for Bob from Jamaica, for example. All right? That's just an example. Bob from Jamaica is not competing in the competition. Unfortunately, that would have been good. I would have liked to have heard from Bob in Jamaica. That's nice. I like the accent in Jamaica. It's really nice, you know what I mean? I can't do it very well. Anyway, in this episode, which is, I believe, number 6. Who's that talking in the background? With a bit of Jamaican there. So we do have some Jamaican accent on the podcast today. Admittedly, it's a little bit difficult to hear. Yeah? I've no idea what he's saying there. Doesn't matter, because it's, you know, it's all just a bit of a nice atmosphere in the background of this episode. So in this one, you're going to hear entries from these countries. Poland, Italy, Spain, Russia, Ukraine, Denmark, and Peru. Okay? And so, I think it's time for me to do the DJ thing and just fade out the music there like that. And now we're ready to hear our first entry. And this is the lovely sound of the voice of Magda from Poland, and here she is.
Hello, my name is Magda, I'm from Poland. Today, for the first time, I listened to this podcast, and I like it very much. I heard about the competition, and I decided to do my entry, especially for my husband. He's thinking that my English is good, and I think it will be proved that he's wrong. This is my husband who recommended me to listen to Luke's podcast, and thanks of this podcast, he improved his English very much, and he has much more self-confidence. And I'm really proud of him, because at the beginning he was too shy to start speaking English, and now he improved very, very good. So I think I have 4 minutes. So I don't know, maybe you would like to hear it about my country. We live in Poland, and this is really great place to live. Before, I spent 5 years south of France, Côte d'Azur. And when I moved back to Poland, I knew that this is the best place for me to live. And I'm very happy here. I work as a coach. I help the people to discover their potential. We have the baby, little girl. She has 14 months now. We are very happy, but we're not sleeping at all since 1 year, so it's not very healthy. But we love each other, and I hope it will change soon. I just want to say hello to all of you, and probably I will win this competition, so you can hear the interview with me. So just see you, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Magda from Poland there. Congratulations on your baby, Magda, and I hope that you and your husband actually manage to get some sleep at some point. I'm sure that you will eventually. They'll probably, I don't know how long it'll be before you get your sleep back, but it's going to happen, I'm sure. I've heard from other people. It doesn't last forever. The child will eventually learn how to sleep, and you'll get back to normal again. Nice to hear from you, Magda, and hello to your husband, even though he kind of made you do the recording. Maybe one day we'll hear from him too. Okay, that was Magda from Poland, and we're now going to move on, and we're going to hear from Mario, who is from Italy, and here he is.
Hi guys, I'm Mario from Italy, and you're listening to the weekly podcast of Mario's Thoughts. Today on the show, we're going to talk about a special episode called The Hero of Your Own Life. First of all, I want to tell you that you're gonna need to come into this video with a very, very open mind. Okay, let's get started! Recently, I've reread Mouse by Hart Spiegelman, which is a great graphic novel. I didn't want to tell you about the story, however, I suggest you to check it out. But I wanna pose me a little bit about one character. I'm talking about Vladek, that's the name. He's a Polish Jew who survived the Holocaust, and as far as I'm concerned, the most interesting thing about him is the way how that experience changed him. Many of his Heilmann's behaviors and habits are the result of the acute physical suffering he experienced in the camps. Then, after having read, I realized everything we do, everything that comes up to us, can change our life. And that's the reason, because we want to learn or acquire skills in general. In fact, learning is a process that every people have to do. We all learn to speak, we all learn an incredible amount of things, and basically the problem is whether or not we continue to learn when you become an adult. Everything goes through being a child, loving everything, everything is great, everything is wonderful, but sadly, when you become an adult, you abandon your childhood passion. But if you learn to merge your passion with your normal life, you will surely become a better person. If you're sad, bored, or unhappy, or maybe you're feeling anything negative, then I have to say, it's probably your fault. You should take personal responsibility for your life. I wanna tell you that you can be a hero or a villain. You can choose what to be. And when you dump all the negativity out of your life, no matter what it's making you feel negative, as soon as you dump it, you suddenly become the hero of your own life. I'm not a kind of life coaching. I've just been trying to tell you that if you have a goal, don't let it in a corner. Okay, that's it. I hope you liked this audio. Thanks for listening to me. And don't think I'm mad. I just enjoy reading a lot of heroes comics. And finally, I really want to thank Luke for his fantastic podcast. We all know how much he helps us through his podcast, and we all know in what way he keeps updated his podcast. And despite that takes him a lot of time, he carries on such a good work. If you, like me, have found helpful the podcast, make a donation, because he really deserves that. Thanks, Luke. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mario, from Italy, and your comments. And it's interesting hearing you talking about that graphic novel, Mouse, which is a sort of graphic novel about experience during World War II and the Holocaust. I've seen that comic book, but I've never read it. My cousin Oliver has read it, and he recommended it to me. I haven't got round to reading it yet. I love graphic novels as well. And so I'd like to read that. Mouse. Yes, I know it. Kind of, the characters are all, they look like mice. Weird that in graphic novels, sometimes the characters are sort of animals, but they act in a sort of human way. Very anthropomorphic, isn't it? Yes. So that was Mario from Italy there. And next, we're going to hear from Max. And this is Max's English podcast. And it sounds like this.
Hello, Luke! Hello, lepers from the north, from the east, the west, and the south of the world. This is Max speaking, and this is my first and maybe the last episode of Max's English podcast. During these 5 minutes, I'm going to introduce myself to you in the hope that you will love me forever, alright? And I'm doing that by posing myself 5 questions. Who I am, where I come from, why English? Why Luke? Why I listen to Luke? And what I do in my life? Alright, let's get started then. Who I am? Alright, I'm a body, alright? And I've got 2 legs, 2 arms. According to my last scan, I've got a stomach, some bowels, and a neck. Then I have a head. And on top of it, some hair, not much of it, to be honest. And secretly, I envy you, Luke, so much because of that big mane of yours. So let's go with 2nd question. Where I come from? Well, I come from the country of pasta, pizza, Berlusconi, Bunga Bunga, Totti, Cannavaro, Juventus, Milan, Mafia, Macaroni, the Leaning Tower, the Colosseum, Rome. What is it? Did you get it? Of course you got it. I come from China. No, it's not China. I'm joking. Of course, I come from Italy. I'm Italian. I'm from the north of Italy. All right, folks. So let's go with 3rd question. Why English? Because here in Italy, not many people speak good English, really. So I wanted to be good at it, all right? I didn't want to be one of those guys who mix up sheet and shit, or piss and peace. Here in Italy, you are very likely to come across sexy shops. They call it sexy shops, when in fact it is a sex shop. I've never seen a shop who is sexy, but I'm afraid they call it that here. Alright, let's move on to question number 5, which is, why Luke? Well, isn't it obvious? Isn't Luke, in fact, an amazing creature fallen onto Earth in the quest of letting thrive our intellectual capacity with some good English? Well, I mean, isn't Luke a tremendous English teacher?
Yes, he is.
So, applause for Luke. You know, Luke is a guy who spends half of his time teaching English and the other half making a podcast. So I imagine Luke in the bedroom with his girlfriend, actually, and I imagine her to be a stunningly beautiful French girl, and she's standing in front of him completely naked. Then she goes like, oh, you know, Luke, I want to have sex with you, mon chéri. And Luke is like, well, sex? You said sex, right? Sex might be a fantastic subject for my next episode to the podcast, actually. All right. I was joking, Luke. Don't get offended by that. You know that we all love you, of course. We love you as much as you love Harry Potter, the Queen, Monty Python, fish and chips, and fresh baguettes. Got it? All right, let's move on to the last question. What I do in my life? What I do? What's my job? What I do for a living? Well, I want to propose a quiz. Okay, answer number one. I am a serial killer. Answer number two. I am a beggar looking for a place to live. Or answer number three. I am a music producer. So, what's your guess, guys? Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is, actually, because I want you to vote for me. And if you vote for me and I win, I promise I will tell you during the podcast with Luke. So, thank you, lepers, for listening to me. Thank you, Mum, for delivering me. Thank you, Dad, for having fun with my mum almost 9 months before of that. Thank you to my wife for showing me that I'm perfectly healthy when I think I'm about to die. Thank you, Luke, for teaching us that if you're a geezer from London, yeah, you speak like that. Why? You say things like, hello, governor, see you later, mate. So now it's time for bye, bye, bye,
bye. Oh, my goodness. So you've got to, we have to guess what his job is, folks, okay? You've got to guess what his job is, and if you vote for him, he'll reveal his real job. And I really hope that you're not a serial killer, Max. I really hope not. I don't think you are, of course, but so there you go. That was Max from Italy. Don't forget, you know, you should vote for your favourite in each episode. You know how to do that, don't you, everyone? Yes, of course you do. Right, let's move on. And we've got another entry from Italy here. This is Morella from Italy right now.
Hello to everyone who's listening to this podcast. Hello to all the lepers and to Luke. And thank you to you for the opportunity that you are giving to us. My name is Morella and I live in Italy. I'm Italian. This is not so easy to me, I have to say, but I think it could be a very good exercise. Today I want to talk with you about my English, my learning English experience. I mean, I try to think something to talk about. And I would like to share my experience with you. I try to summarize what are the important things for me while learning English. I mean, I have four keywords. One is inspiration, the second is motivation, the third is immersion in the language, and the fourth is satisfaction. So during this podcast, I would like to talk about these four concepts. The first concept is inspiration. And with this, I mean that in my learning experience, I found very, very useful to have some people to look up to when I'm learning, when I'm doing this. That gives me inspiration. The second keyword is motivation. I need a strong motivation to do what I'm doing. Before, I didn't have a strong motivation, so my learning English wasn't so good. It wasn't improving so fast. But nowadays, I have the motivation that I want to grow my son bilingual, English and Italian. And this is a very, very strong motivation. And with this, I'm doing lots of improvements. The third important thing is immersion in the language. I mean that I'm having good results from when I'm sinking deep in the language. The web is very, very useful for this because I found lots of websites, lots of podcasts like this Luke English podcast, for example, that is one of my favorites. And the important thing on the web is to find the right material. the right material sometimes it's not so easy to find, and I found that it's important to have the material of the right difficult. For example, at the beginning I tried to listen to movies in English, and it was very depressing because I didn't understand anything, almost anything. So I had to step back a little bit and find the right materials for me. From then I had more improvements and more satisfaction. In fact, satisfaction is one of the other, the fourth important concept, the fourth important keyword, because satisfaction keeps you going. It's very, very important to have satisfaction, because when you feel that things, when you are going well, you learn easier, you learn with, you learn faster, deeper, and so on. So with this I've finished. I hope I haven't been boring. If you can, leave comments on this podcast, and thank you for listening me, and bye bye from Italy. Bye Morella. Bye.
Oh, bye bye
bye
bye Morella. Thanks very much for your comments there, sharing some of the things you've learned about the best ways to improve your English, including, you know, using the internet a lot. Thank you. That was Morella from Italy. And we're going to move on now. We're still in Europe, but we're moving on to Spain. And this is Nacho from Spain. Here he is.
Hi, Luke, and listeners of Luke's English podcast. How are you doing? My name's Nacho, and I'm from Spain. You see, I've been studying English for the last 6 years without taking any classes or having a teacher, you know, who can correct my mistakes. I think that's why I'm making so many mistakes, but that's not the point. You see, I'd like to ask you a quick question, okay? Do you know why the turkey crossed the street? No? Well, because it was the chicken's day off. You know? Yeah, I know, look, sorry, but I know that's a pretty bad joke. Maybe you can explain it later on. Anyway, the thing is that there are lots of different ways to improve your English, as you all know, look. But the best way is just having fun and enjoy yourself while you're studying. What I'm getting at is that if you want to learn this beautiful language and improve it, you must always find things that you are interested in. That way, you'll always feel like keeping studying and learning more stuff every day. At least that's the way I think. That's why I'd like to share in this recording with you the names of some of these websites or TV shows that I've been collecting in these last six years. And who knows, maybe they can help you to improve your English and having fun at the same time. Let's see. The first website that I'd like to point out is multimedia-english.com. This is a pretty good website, actually. Next, you must check envid.com. I'll spell it for you. It's envid.com. In this website, you can find 10 different teachers and a bunch of lessons with each of them. So, and it's for free, so you just check it out, man. What else? Of course, you have YouTube, where you can find this crazy teacher called Filochko. It's P-H-I-L-O-C-H-K-O. Or you might find this cool teenager called Charlie McDonnell, who speaks very good British English. And yes, what else? You can try to download or just buy online the Hot English magazine, which is one of my favorite magazines, because it has lots of funny articles with MP3s on them, you know? It's quite cool. As for British TV shows, I recommend you to watch, of course, the number one, The Office. That's crazy stuff. And you can find The IT Crowd, which is my favorite TV show ever. I just love it, this one, The IT Crowd. Then you have Big Train, crazy stuff, Big Train. Come Fly With Me. And now, what else? Yes, Game of Thrones is a pretty cool one. Or Dates, if you are into the dating online, you can watch this new TV show, Dates. What else? Maybe you are interested in American English accent. If you are interested in American English accent, you can watch Breaking Bad, which is, I think, the best TV show ever. And then you have The Walking Dead, Lost, or the American remake of The Office. By the way, do you know why the skeleton didn't cross the street? Well, because he didn't have the guts. I know. Well, I love stand-up comedy too, so I always enjoy watching these performances of Louis C.K., or Jimmy Carr, or Russell Peters, or even Bill Hicks. And I think it's time to wrap up for me, so I just want to thank you, Luke, for this opportunity to speak in public, and just keep up the good work, man, and thank you very much, everybody, and see you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. That was Nacho from Spain. And wow, Nacho, it's great to hear you talking about all those TV shows that you like. And you just mentioned so many of the shows and comedians that I really love. And it makes me think I've got to do more episodes about British comedy or just comedy in general. It doesn't have to be British, but there are just so many things I want to share and talk about. The Office, Big Train, The IT Crowd. You even mentioned people like Louis C.K. and Bill Hicks as well. Fantastic stuff. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you like jokes too, don't you? I've got a joke for you, Nacho. You ready for it? What kind of cheese isn't yours? What kind of cheese isn't yours? And the answer, Nacho cheese. You know why? Because it's Nacho cheese, Nacho. That was Nacho from Spain. Let's move on to hear from Nikolai from Russia. And this is the sound of his voice.
Hi, Luke. It's Nikolai speaking from Moscow, Russia. And I want to take part in your competition. And I definitely want to win it. As I'd love to have a Skype interview with you, you know, just to talk, whatever. Let's go straight to business. Well, I've listened to an episode featuring Nikolai Kulikov from Moscow, Russia, and I can tell that I really do hope that you took everything he said with a grain of salt, because he is a comedian, you know, and we in Russia say that comedians don't have pity for their own father in order to be funny. So all these things he was telling about Russia, like we never smile, we are so unfriendly, and we never call anyone love, and stuff like that, it's completely untrue, completely untrue. I don't know where is he from. He said I'm from a small town near Moscow. I don't know, whatever, I am from Moscow as well. And I can say that Moscow is a very frank town, so you get what you deserve. You smile to people, you are friendly to people, people are friendly to you, and you never get in trouble. And if you are like, you know, being arrogant and like, you know, not being friendly, expecting people to be rude to you, they kind of sense it, and they are not they sense it and they pay to you with the same money you pay them, you know, the same currency, the currency of rudeness and stuff. But you know, I guess that's enough of talking about Moscow, Russia. I hope when you come, I can show you around and I can show you people, and you will see that they are really friendly. Just explore it with the guy who loves the city, who knows it, and who is keen on showing the best parts of it. When you go to whatever capital and whatever big city, being like it can be New York, London, Paris, whatever, you can see like people are in a hurry. They don't smile. They have their own problems, as they don't stop if someone like you know fell down. They maybe could not stop, and they can. Who knows? Same in Moscow, everywhere. But I want to talk to you about Russian girls. I think it's much more interesting topic. Russian girls. Like, everyone knows that Russian girls are very beautiful, and they are. We are not Russian men, and our women are very, very beautiful, so we are lucky. And they are not that lucky to have us as their men. So, whatever. Good for us, not so good for them. But, okay, Russian girls, who they are? Who they are? They are, like, real women, like you know, stereotypical women. What you expect when you think like woman, and you don't take in account all these like modern feminist things. It's like because they have all the rights as men do, but they still are women. So first, Russian women never pay for themselves. They never do. If they do, it means she's a good girl and she's showing you that she wants to have nothing with you in like a romantic sense. So you are friends, and she doesn't want to take an advantage of allowing you to pay for her, expecting something. So, like, do not expect anything. Yet, if she allows you to pay, means nothing. Nothing at all. So, like, you invite her on a date, you pay. You invite her to the movies, you pay. She invites you wherever, you, still you pay, you know. You never go Dutch, never. Another thing of Russian girls. They, as Nikola Kulikov said, they probably really do not smile that much as you are, as you can be used to, like somewhere else, but in other countries maybe. But they do so because they don't want to be approached by like you know unconfident and random guy. So they try to have this cool image, and cool they understand as being like cold, like being a little bit too good for whoever. So only if you have courage to come up and to try to chat her up, you suddenly realize that she's really friendly. She's a normal person, as you are, as every woman are. She's a person, just a beautiful one, whatever. Because she take off this mask of being like unfriendly and serious very, very fast. If you are a nice girl, a nice guy, of course. I'm sorry, but this is a... I guess it works the same wherever. In England, you come up to a girl and maybe she smiles, but if you are a jerk, still, maybe she will smile. You will get nothing. Yeah, same here. And now it's 5 minutes, so I have to say goodbye. And thanks, Luke. Thanks for everything you are doing for us. Bye, bye, bye.
That was Nikolai from Russia there. First of all, sort of responding to what Nikolai Kulikov had said about Russia in a recent episode of the podcast, and sort of giving us a different side of things there, just explaining that Nikolai Kulikov is not exactly correct about everything in this Nikolai's opinion. And then also giving us some welcome information about Russian girls. I think that's information that... is vital, I think. I'm not joking. I'm sure that there are plenty of guys around the world listening to this going, tell us more about Russian girls, please. That was Nikolai from Russia. And now we're going to move on to hear from Alexander, who originally is from the Ukraine, but now is living in Denmark. And here he is.
This is Alexander from Ukraine and Denmark. Please welcome on the
Hello.
Yeah.
This is my first episode called 5 Minutes of Fame. And it's gonna be vivid, colorful and conspicuous, I hope. And will not turn out to 5 Minutes of Shame or 5 Minutes of Flame. Anyway, you may have heard my jingle at the beginning, but to be honest, I had and I still have some doubts and anxiety about my jingle. Is the jingle appropriate? Maybe another one. Nothing special or extraordinary. Just famous American hardcore band Korn playing Ukrainian national anthem. Here it is. Yeah, Ukraine has not yet died. Definitely. That was corn, but never mind. It's late in the night. I'm sitting here in my living room with a cup of tea. Lovely weather behind the window. I've put some music on the background. I got some inspirational hugs and kisses from my charming wife. Yeah, I'm ready. I could tell you a lot of stories about culture shock living in Denmark, or my trips to Paris or Copenhagen or lots of another stuff, but I won't. There is not enough time for that. Let's just get down straight to my introduction. I have been living in Denmark, but originally I'm from Ukraine. I am passionate about music, crazy music fan. My favorite genres at the moment are deathcore and classic rock probably. I'm really addicted to the football, I mean to watch and play by myself. Have been Liverpool FC fan since 1996. You never walk alone, guys. We have a nice habit with my wife, I think. Every evening we are watching some TV series or sitcoms in original sound as the way to improve our foreign language, our horrible, horrible English. Recently we were watching TV show How I Met Your Mother. Oh, I tell you how I met my wife. We actually met each other in Denmark, started dating, love each other and got married. It's a boring story for you probably. I will not tell you no more, but interesting fact. For your information, about 45 million people currently living in Ukraine. As I said, originally I'm from Ukrainian city with population 300,000 people. I never saw my wife before I got Denmark. We used to live in the same city, in the same part of the city, almost in the same streets, I mean 500 meters from each other's apartment. We went to the same shops, pubs, nightclubs even. We bought our stuff in the same grocery store. Can you imagine that? It's a kind of two parallel universes existed really, really close to each other. And I'm really happy that they finally had faced. My sweetie is pregnant now and we are expecting for the miracle. That's it for today. Cast your votes, leave your comments on the teacherluke.co.uk. Donate some money. See you next time. So...
So please, vote for my husband on teacherluke.co.uk.
Okay, that was Alexander from the Ukraine, now living in Denmark, and it's that was an awesome story about how you met your is it your wife? Yeah, how you met your wife. That's incredible that you sort of lived so close to each other and that you didn't even know each other existed, and then you had to move to Denmark in order to meet each other, and now you're going to have a baby. Wow, it's a brilliant story. Good luck, and hope everything goes really, really well for you guys. That was Alexander, as I said, from Ukraine, now in Denmark, and we're going to move on now. We're still in this that part of the world, folks, and this is Olga from Russia, and here she is.
Hi, everyone. My name is Olga, and I'm from Russia. First of all, I'd like to thank Luke for introducing this competition. I'm sure it would be interesting for lots of listeners, and it's also a great opportunity for us to practice our English, to use it, and to try something new. As for new, believe it or not, personally, I have never even recorded my voice before, much less made a podcast, so this kind of task is a real challenge for me, but that's something that I would like to try, and that's why I'm here. Well, a few words about me. I'm a teacher and a wife and also mother of 1-year-old daughter named Anne, and in this podcast I'd like to share with you some tips that help me to be a successful mother, I would say, the things that help me to manage my life and my time effectively. The first thing is planning. I'm a real lists lover. That helps me to save a lot of energy and time, and I do not overload my poor head with tons of information. I plan, I think, almost anything, starting from simple to-do lists and ending with plans of the year and lists of presents, etc. That really works. The second point that goes together with planning is prioritizing. Whenever I plan things, I always decide which of them are of real importance to me and always do them first. Then, at the end of the day, I feel satisfied and understand that I have accomplished something, and that things that matter are done. One more point is doing things together with my daughter. I do not waste the time of her sleep on things like cooking or washing up, and I try to do all the things, all the household chores together with my daughter. First of all, that helps her busy, that saves lots of time, and I also hope that this practice will teach her that house is not only my responsibility, but it's everyone's responsibility. One more point is actually the habit. It's the habit of getting up early. I get up at 6:30, and it means that I have about 2 or sometimes 3 hours before my daughter wakes up, and I manage to do lots of things in the morning. And I can't imagine how would I live without this habit. Thanks God, I'm an early bird, and I do not have any troubles with waking up early. And last but not least is the thing that I would call taking care of yourself. This is the point that's important for every woman, because when you take care of yourself and do something that you like and have time to spend on your hobby, then you look great and feel good and have energy to do all the things planned, to wake up early, and you have energy on your family in general. So my time is nearly over. These were 5 tips of time management for mothers, but even if you are not a parent yet, I hope that they were useful and interesting to you too. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you, Olga from Russia, with your life management and time management tips. Some very useful stuff there for everyone, even if you're not a mother. I hear that you like to make lists. I do like to make lists as well, because I need to try and keep myself organized. Despite the fact that I managed to get quite a lot of things done, I am a fairly disorganized person, and I procrastinate a lot. You know, I sort of put things off. So I do write lists to help me achieve things. But then I find that even writing the list is a task that I have to achieve. So often what I do is I just take a piece of paper and I write, the first thing I write on it is just like number one, write a list. And then I put the pen down. So needless to say, often I never get anything done and I just have millions of pieces of paper around the apartment and they all just say, write a list at the top. So can you help me with that, please, Olga? I don't know. I'm kind of joking, but sometimes I find that just writing the list is a task in itself, and that I have to, you know, remind myself to do that. You just heard from Olga from Russia, and now we're going to stick around in Russia because you're now going to hear from Pavel. And here he is. This is Pavel from Russia.
Okay, hello. What's up, dudes? How's it going? I hope you're doing fine, but really, I think the world is going to the dogs, you know. Have you tried this Windows 8 operating system? Have you? Did you like it? As for me personally, my life has become much harder since I first tried to use it. But anyways, here I am. I'm making this little audio podcast for Luke's English podcast competition. And I don't have the faintest idea what I'm going to talk about here. So let's talk bollocks then. First of all, let me introduce myself to you. My name is Pavel, and I'm from Russia, comrades, and I'm going to destroy Facebook and Twitter. No, I'm not really one to do it and cause the global apocalypse. No, I don't want to do that. I'm just joking. Okay, what else about me? I'm 23. And it turns out that I've been learning English for about 50 years now. Oh, no, I'm just joking again, it's been only 45 years. But I'm not as good as I want, and I'd like to invite my English robot 5000 to make the conversation with him, but he already refused it and said that I'm a complete waste of time. But I think he's lying. And he just doesn't understand the mysterious Russian soul. But please, don't ask me what it is. Because I don't know what it is either. Okay. The country I'm living in. Russian Federation, yes. What about it? Here is the interesting fact about Russia. Some time ago, it was the most reading country. The country where people read more books than people everywhere else. And can you guess why it was that way? No? Because we had no internet. And we had nothing to do. But things have changed. And now we have it. And we became like, be like a normal people. Okay. And I'd like to respond to one of the Luke's questions, which he introduced in his latest podcast. And this question is about the person whom I'd like to be interviewed in Luke's English podcast. And Luke, please interview Vladimir Putin, because unlike me, he's a really, really interesting person. And if you don't know who he is the president of the Russian Federation. And please go to YouTube and look him up. And you'll find out a lot of interesting things about him. He actually is pro-car driver. He can operate a submarine. He can fly a military plane. He's very keen on animals. He even can ride a bear. And he's a pro fisherman and a photographer. And he's a 10-dan Judaist. Wow, unbelievable. And he is the president of the Russian Federation. Yeah, he used to be a KGB agent, and it explains almost everything, I believe, yes. So he's like a superhero or Superman in Russia. So Luke, please interview Vladimir Putin. I think it is not so hard to arrange, because Putin is really good at English, and I'd like to be sure that it is that way. Okay, the time is up, and I'm not going to go this bye thing. Just goodbye, people, and wish you luck in the competition.
Thank you. That was Pavel from Russia suggesting that perhaps I should try and interview Vladimir Putin on the podcast. You know, I would love to interview Vladimir, and I'm speaking to him directly now. Hi, Vladimir. How are you doing? Because I know that he listens to this just like everyone else does. I'd love to interview you, Vladimir, if you'd be willing to talk to me. I know that you're a very open, friendly guy who probably would be more than glad to just chat. I expect you've got plenty of free time in your timetable. Just get in touch with me. Just leave me a comment on teacherluke.co.uk. Just send me your availability so we can, you know, get together and have a little chat about, you know, everything, the life, the universe and everything, that sort of thing. And how people see you in the UK, for example. I don't know what you realize or how you realize people see you. I mean, it's pretty funny the way you sort of, you know, ride on the back of a bear with no shirt on. Yeah, but it does make you come across as a bit of a kind of stereotypical James Bond bad guy. You might not want to create that impression, I don't know. But that's certainly the kind of vibe that you're giving off, the sort of James Bond evil bad guy who likes to, you know, wrestle with bears and is a judo expert and that sort of thing. Mr. Bond, I will please come drink vodka with me, then we will fight like men. You know, that kind of thing. I'd like to know more, Vladimir. I'd like to talk to you. That was Pavel from Russia. Lovely to hear from you, Pavel. And now this is the 10th entry in this episode and the last one, but not the least one by any means. This is Pedro, all the way from Peru, and here he is now.
Hello, and welcome to my mini podcast. My name is Pedro. I'm a teacher, an English teacher from Peru. I live in a small city called Ica, which is south of Lima, about 4 hours' drive. It's a nice place to live. The weather's quite warm and sunny. It's a quiet place. I like it. It's my hometown, so of course I like it. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to all the listeners to the podcast. Hello, everybody. And also, of course, to say hi to Luke. Hi, Luke. How you doing, mate? Well, I found Luke's English podcast about, 5 years, when I was looking for some stuff to listen to or watch on YouTube. And then I came across some videos of Luke interviewing people in London. It was very interesting, and I said, yes, this is good stuff. Let's follow this guy. And so I did. And then I took it as one of the main sources for practicing and improving my English. So yeah. Well, at first, I was not sure as to what to talk about on this mini podcast. I said, well, music, no. Computers and the internet, no. Video games, no. My country, well, perhaps, but I didn't want people to find it a bit boring, so or self-important. So in the end, I decided to talk about something that we are all interested in. And what is that? Yes, Luke's English podcast. So I'm going to talk about the episodes that I enjoyed the most, and I'm telling you why. So if you're a new listener, then you can have some good recommendations from an old listener to the podcast. So here we go, let's do this. Okay. Discussing grammar with my brother was very interesting. An episode in which Luke interviews his brother James and they talk about English grammar. Some interesting language, and also it was fun to see that, you know, the fact that how native speakers can use the language naturally, of course, but sometimes are not so good at grammar. Another good episode is Setting the World to Rights, in which Luke interviews a colleague of his, Eamon, and talk about social issues and the situation of the world and stuff like that. Very, very, very good stuff and very interesting. Lots of interesting pieces of language there. A Cup of Tea with Pierre Gaspard. There's a series of A Cup of Tea with episodes. This is the one I enjoyed the most. Pierre was a very, very nice guy. He sounded very sincere when he gave his opinions about language learning and English. And there's a priceless moment when Luke teaches Pierre how to do some British accents. It's a must. You really, really must listen to this. Great episode. Some fun episodes in which Luke interviews some friends he did comedy with. Were Brighton Fringe Festival episodes and a Friday Night Banter. I really recommend them. Hard Driving features Luke driving around Paris. Very dramatic, very fun. Discussing Movies 1 and 2 are quite good if you're into the filming industry and movies. Ghost Stories has lots of interesting language, and it's a bit creepy as well, but it's very good. The story of Salvo I enjoyed particularly because I'm very much into music, so it was very interesting. A bit difficult to follow, I must say, but still good. The Pink Gorilla story was a great episode in which Luke improvises a whole story about himself going through some difficult times. And then a pink gorilla appears in the story. Crazy, it is. But also very, very fun and good stuff. And finally, the best episode ever, How to Swear in British English. You will never find anything like this anywhere. So this is a must. Well, that was it. Finally, I'd like to thank Luke for the great job he's been doing, for all sharing his awesomeness with the world, basically. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Luke. Thanks, everybody. Bye, 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 bye.
That was Pedro from Peru giving us a little rundown of his favourite episodes of the podcast, a little review there. If you haven't heard the ones that he talked about, then you can just go to teacherluke.co.uk and there's a button in the menu that says, I think, Archive, All Episodes, and that's where you can go and find the ones that he talked about. Pedro, it sounds like you were kind of in the background there, some music. It sounded like kind of, were those like Peruvian cover versions of Beatles songs? Because I heard Yesterday, a kind of panpipe version of Yesterday, and then another version of Obladi Oblada as well. I guess that must have been sort of like Peruvian musicians playing Beatles songs. Whatever it was very nice to hear and a very appropriate choice, I think. Right, so that is the end of this one, which is episode 6, isn't it? Yes, it is. So you heard from Magda from Poland, Mario from Italy, Max's English Podcast from Italy, Morela from Italy, Nacho from Spain, Nikolai from Russia, Alexander from Ukraine living in Denmark, Olga from Russia, Pavel from Russia, and then Pedro from Peru there at the end. You know what to do now. Choose your favourite. Who did you like the most? Go to teacherluke.co.uk, find the episode 6 of your English podcast competition thing, whatchamacallit, and leave your comment. Tell us who you like the most, the name and the country, and then we'll find out who's the winner. Okay? Great. Lovely to talk to you. Speak to you again very soon. For now, it's goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks for listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.